program is brought to you in living color.
Yeah, we're gonna make one and see what we're getting. Stand by.
It's Record Bin Roulette, episode 198. This is John Maynard.
And John Kessler, dropping a sparkling diamond stylus on a stack of hibernating vinyl.
Category, does she or doesn't she?
Does she or doesn't she?
Tidbits of pulchritudinous obsession.
Pulchritudinous obsession, you say?
That's what I said.
Pulchritude.
You are so beautiful.
Beauty is a scarce commodity, and maybe that's why society is so obsessed.
Make sure your eyes are eloquent, beautiful. Make sure with Maybelline, the eye makeup that brings out hidden loveliness.
Isn't she lovely?
Here we have a supermodel in full makeup.
Hey, baby. What do you say after the show, you and me go, steppin'?
And now the same model with no makeup.
Ah, forget the old dragon.
You know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting. You drove those other child's wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
And you have to wonder, when does our obsession with beauty become grotesque?
I'm Alana, I'm 6, and I'm a beauty queen.
There's pudgy little Red Bull force-fed honey boo-boo, and she's not the only one.
Have you seen the girls they have in those contests? Hubba hubba.
I don't think so. Give me Shirley Temple any day.
Pardon me, did I hear you say spinach?
You are so beautiful.
Record Bin Roulette with our pulchritudinous look at the obsession with beauty.
Does she or doesn't she?
What you know about me? What you know? It's that my lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool. All the boys keep jocking. They chase me at the school.
You're listening to Lil Mama there serenading you with her top 10 lip gloss.
That's nothing new. Max Factor invented lip gloss in 1932.
Yes, it's Max Factor's top secret. Wherever you go, whatever you do, use Top Secret by Max Factor, because Top Secret contains lanolin. Top Secret by Max Factor.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world?
You know, attractive people are more successful. They get better jobs, they get paid more.
Yeah, I know, that's common knowledge, but the pulchritudinous are often held to a higher standard, and if they fail to deliver, that's called a beauty penalty.
Sometimes it's the homecoming queen that sits home alone on a Saturday night.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
See if you agree here with who historically is considered to be the most beautiful.
Nefertiti.
Yes!
Cleopatra.
Yes!
Venus de Milo.
Yes!
Helen of Troy.
No.
Marilyn Monroe.
Hubba,
Princess Grace.
Yes!
Honey Boo Boo.
No. Definitely no. Positively no. Decidedly no.
Oh, there she is. Miss America.
That's beauty, or if you prefer,
pulchritude.
Oh, I do.
This is John Maynard. Kate Allen is our YouTube video producer.
Just call me Little Miss YouTube.
Does she or doesn't she?
And this is John Kessler. Yes, we're on YouTube and at kplu.org.
Miss America.